3, and we want to begin in verses 14 through 21. And Isaiah 43, verses 14 through 21.
Let's
see what we can do with this. Let's get ourselves the pastor and homecoming committees. Isaiah 43, beginning in verse 14, reading verse 14, 21 and on, also this, recognizing all the young men in the house, amen. Y'all praying, everybody, there's so many of y'all.
Back when Reverend Moore had a Baptist training unit, and I don't know why.
Baptist Training Union. My sister Kim used to run the Baptist Training Union. And I came to Baptist Training Union. When I came to Baptist Training Union, we learned in Baptist Training Union the books of the Bible. Now I want to tell you, there's a whole lot of people today that don't know the books of the Bible. Y'all don't have Baptist Training Union. But I did learn the books of the Bible. And I learned that there were 39 books in the Old Testament. And 27 books in the New Testament. And I can remember that because she told us that, you know, 39, 3 times 9 equals 1,000. She taught us like that. And in all, there's 66 books. The Old Testament, how many? And the New Testament is? All right, y'all, I know I was here with a biblically literate crowd. Some say it's coincidence, but I say it's providence. That when you look at the book of Isaiah, Isaiah has 66 chapters. If you divide the chapters, a good dividing point is between chapter 39 and chapter 40. Some say it's coincidence, I say it's providence. Because the first 39 chapters of Isaiah talk about judgment. And the last 27 about salvation. The first 39 law. The last 27 grace.
Out of
27. Yeah. Israel was idolaters.
Yeah.
They were worshiping the idol.
Right.
But not only were they idolaters, they were also indulgent.
Right.
They turned it up early. They were idolaters, indulgent, and they had a whole lot of injustice. Because of the way the rich treat the poor. The poor were ignored. And the rich became rich and the poor become poor. Seemed like some things that I know. Some things I've lived before. Where the rich become rich and the poor become poor, and the rich and their riches become insensitive to the poor.
All right.
Well, because of their indulgence, because of their idolatry, because of their injustice, God allowed them to be taken in exile by the Babylonians.
Yeah.
It was a terrible thing, terrible thing. But good thing about when there's exile, God also has an exit strategy.
I'm here to tell you, if you're in exile today, I know
somebody in your chat. And you remember when they were beneath? And they cried out. Amen. They cried out to God for deliverance. God, come get this. Slaving and rough now. And God sent Moses, and I can't go, y'all know the whole story, y'all know how to take a man 10, 15 times. Y'all know the story. But you remember when they came out and they got to the Red Sea. And they looked around and it looked like they were trapped. When you get yourself in something like you're trapped, you can't. I've been trying to get out of this thing, but this man got me trapped. I've been trying to stop smoking this stuff, but it got me trapped. I've been trying to stop living at this stuff, but it got me trapped. I've been trying to stop doing this stuff, but it got me trapped. Stretch out the rod. And Moses stretched out his rod. And look what happened. It's right here. In this here chapter. Yeah. Look at this. Yeah. 14 and said, the Lord makes a way in the sea and a path. He made a way in the sea. Yeah. And a path through the mighty water. 16. Yeah. Who brings forth the chariots and the horse. And Pharaoh did. You know when he made a way. And the children of Israel went out, the Egyptian Pharaoh, followed behind. But look at this. He brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down. They shall lie down together. The horse and the army. They shall not ride. They are extinguished. They are quick like a wind. That's how he did it. They were trapped.
Yeah.
But God makes it straight.
Right.
That he bought a wilderness and put a wilderness in the middle of the water.
Yeah. Right. Come on. Yeah.
It was water. Yeah. Amen. But God controlled the water and put a wilderness in the water. Right. And when God's people made their exit, Egypt said, well, if they made the exit, we're going to use the same wilderness.
Come on.
But when they got out there in the middle of the water, you know the story.
Yeah.
They got buried in the water. But now, listen, look at this, y'all. I don't want y'all to miss this. Verse 18. Do not remember the former things. God bought a wilderness and put a wilderness in the midst of the water. That's his old exit strategy. But now God got a new. That's the one he used for Israel when they were in Egypt. But now Judah and Jerusalem, hey, they're in exile in Babylon. So then the way I did it the last time.
All right.
Because sometimes we get hooked on what God did the last time. And we miss out on what God did this time. We focus on what God did the last time. The last time he put a wilderness in there in the midst of the water. But then wait a minute. Don't get so hooked on that. Because I may not do it the same way. He's the same source. And rivers in the desert. Wait a minute. God. first time with Egypt, you put a desert in the middle of the water.
All right.
That's the old man.
That's the old thing.
Now he said, wait a minute, y'all. I'm going to do a new thing. In order to get Judah out of Babylon, I'm not going to do that water in the middle of Pastor You know that they may have had a little smoky smoker earlier. Little draggy drink. Daniel, anybody folks smoking smoke, draggy drink? Close those down. Come on, come on. Ain't got no church clothes on me, undershirt, t-shirt. He didn't invite him to church. Amen. So one of them to kind of get that spirit church, the spirit where they can meet Jesus. But then at the door of the church, then the way you look at the folk. So you say in your mind, they're going to mess up. All these folk that Daddy bring in, they mess it up out. All these folks off the street with all these habits, all these issues, all these problems, all messing up the church. You know, a whole lot of folks that Jesus helped in the church helped in the New Testament, we won't be able to help today.
That's right.
That woman come in, couldn't get help at the temple. He said, come to the temple. But you remember the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years? She couldn't get to God because if you had an issue of blood, you could only go so far. You couldn't go to the inner court. You had to stay on. Oh, I wish I had a real. She was
wacky.
She was pressing with God.
In
old women. I'm talking about in old women.
Church,
you know that man that had the demoniac
yeah.
in the gathering?
Yeah.
You couldn't bring him to church.
All right.
This boy that scored him out, y'all count 911, call the police, call him with a baby. Y'all ready to go? I'm cutting it off here. I should have never gone in with it. But listen here. God says, I'm going to do something new.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to do something I've never been before.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Number one, in Isaiah 7:14, he said a virgin going to have a child.
All right.
And his name shall be Emmanuel, God.
Yeah.
The child that the baby going to have, he is God.
Yeah.
And that don't mean he's not man. He's both man and God.
Yeah.
And how is that human of both, but he's fully God for the man.
Yeah.
And then he says, later on in the salvation, in the good part, in the New Testament part of Isaiah, he said he was wounded.
Yeah.
He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him.
Yeah.
He died for me.
Thank you, Lord God.
That's a new fact. That's a substitutionary sacrifice. But see, when God says something is new, it don't mean it's new to him.
Right.
Because new is a time thing. God don't live in time, God live in eternity.
Yeah.
So God don't know new, God know everything as present. And it said that the Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world. It was already done. And all you have to do is trust in this, the new covenant is just put your faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be saved. Not by achievement, not by earning.
Mm-hmm.
Lean on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be
saved.
Thank God that the devil. Amen. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But look here, wait a minute. Now, let me quickly go to this, and I'm going to share way over my time. If any man be in Christ,
come on.
I'm talking about this new thing.
Yeah.
He's a new creature.
Yeah.
Old things are passed away.
Yeah.
And all things have become new.
Yeah.
New thing. Wait a minute. Right here, this crap right here. Right here, between got that yellow shirt on. Look back, y'all. Look back. Y'all in the front. I need y'all to do something with me. Yeah, all y'all right here. Y'all want to preach with me. All right? Say new creation. Say
new creation.
Come on, y'all. New creation.
New creation.
All right, hold on with it. Now, secondly, in Ezekiel 36:20, he says, I will give you a new heart.
All right.
And put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your old stony heart and give your heart of flesh.
Yeah. All right.
Now, y'all see right there with my head in the blue, dark red, my. All right, I was back to. AD mom, raise your hand up right there. All right, that's the second section. Y'all, don't remember your boy. All right, new heart. All right, first section. Second section,
new heart.
All right, we're doing good. And then, everybody else from behind a daddy's mom, all the way back, we got a new relationship with the Spirit.
All right.
And you prayed him, and he put a new heart in you, and then he gave you a new spirit. John 14:17, that the Holy Spirit that was with us in the Old Testament shall be entered in the new
testament.
New relationship with the Spirit. Y'all got it back now? Say that.
New relationship with the Spirit.
First group.
New relationship.
Second group.
New heart.
Third group.
New relationship with the Spirit.
I'm trying to tell you, you're going to be fine. But that's not all. raise your hand? There she is right there. All right. So Sandra raised her hand. Sandra, all right, here we go. Y'all, one new man. Hey, y'all kind of quiet. Say that a little louder.
One new man.
Yeah. church with me? That's okay, I'll come with you. And then when they come in, they feel an unwelcome. The problem is, but when the church goes, you learn. See, when you get in the church, when you've been inside the church too long, you forget what it is to be outside. And you're shocked because you've been in these sanitary walls, praying to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Standing in the choir, I love you, go away, you pay. You remember these, you ain't there for folk like y'all. But once the church leaves these walls, go out in the community and see real people, real problems, people in exile, and even though a Bible is exit strategy. Just like he changed from putting the wilderness in the water to putting the water in the wilderness, he changed from coming to the temple to the temple going to the
temple. Come on.
But the problem is, my brother and sister, that I sit down, the new thing ain't always your favorite thing.
Might not be your favorite.